It is a historic moment for one of the most influential companies of our time, Google. Its two co-founders are stepping down. Here to talk about Larry Page and Sergey Brin and their move is NPR's technology correspondent, Shannon Bond. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Mary Louise.
So tell me more. What happened today?
Yeah, well, it's the end of an era at Google. Larry and Sergey founded the company in 1998 when they were Stanford University students.
I love that you're on a first-name basis with them, by the way.
Well, I think a lot of people in the Valley are on a think about them that way. They made Google into one of the largest companies in the world. It dominates online search and digital advertising and video. Just a few moments ago, they announced they're leaving their leadership roles. Now, they had already been playing less of an active role in the past few years. Larry Page, in particular, hasn't really been publicly present at Google.
Okay.
But they say they'll still be active board members, but no longer calling the shots. That's going to be Google's current CEO, Sundar Pichai. He will be CEO of both Google and its parent company, Alphabet.
But so why? Why would they step away from this company that's their baby?
Well, right. This is a company that they founded and that they have seen through a lot. I think, part of it is the company has really changed over time. It's not that sort of idealistic place that they started. They've made a lot of money. They've been focusing on other things. And I think they say it's now time, for new management to reflect where the company currently is.
But where is the current state of Google? I mean, what kind of shape will they be leaving it in as they step away?
Well, it is a very turbulent time right now at Google, maybe the most turbulent in its short history. Google is, of course, extremely profitable, but it's facing a lot of challenges, including from within. There are employees who are really, really unhappy. There have been a lot of protests over a range of issues. Contracts with the military, contracts with immigration agencies. One day in November last year, 20,000 Google workers walked out over sexual harassment and bad behavior by executives that they said was tolerated. Google's always been known for this very open, freewheeling culture. Employees were encouraged to speak out, but that's been really cracked down on lately. Just last week, four employees who were involved in protests were fired. And there's also external pressure from regulators who have been looking into just how dominant Google is in search and advertising. Some people even want the company to be broken up. Now, there's no indication that they're stepping down is related to those issues, but I think it's just another sign just how far Google has come from 1998 when they started it.
Right. I mean, it sounds like a fascinating moment for a company that was famous for, wasn't the motto, don't be evil?
Yeah. I mean, these were very idealistic guys. They founded this company in their dorm room at Stanford. It was built around this vision of helping people find information, but it's grown. It's not just the biggest search engine with the 90% market share. It's an advertising behemoth. It's developing artificial intelligence. There are self-driving Google cars on the streets in Phoenix. And they acknowledge this change. In a letter to employees, they said it's evolved and matured.
And time to turn the page. That is NPR's Shannon Bond. Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you.